the nations will be determined by the remnant. You're going to hear that one again in the days to come, soon, okay? The destiny of the nations will be determined by the remnant. That would be you. That would be us. God's ultimate purpose for mankind will be brought about through and by Jews, God's chosen people. Part of the choosing had to do with their being the light. They've been chosen to be the light to the nations. Isaiah predicted that, but they just haven't done that. We started in the book of Acts, got a good jump start, but then things kind of went the wrong way. But as the light, you see, it's being resurrected. As the light is taken to the nations, then they are in turn linked to a Jewish Messiah, prophesied about by Jewish prophets in a Jewish book written in a Jewish land, kind of Jewish stuff, huh? Like it's messianic. The picture is a messianic picture that they've missed for 2,000 years. And what we are is a Jewish revival movement that has been called not to just sing and dance and say, yes, we're a revival movement. We've come to faith in Yeshua. Isn't that great? Wake up. That's nice, but you've been called for purpose. Not just to have some fun. Fun's good, but let's go have some fun as we fulfill our purpose and go and finish the job of filling the Great Commission. That's the job of the remnant, to lead the way, to be the head and not the tail. You'll hear that a lot more in the near future. And the commission was given by the most important person that's ever lived, and he entrusted us with the most important message ever given, and we have it right here. And he says, I want you to take it to the Jew first, and also to the Greek, and impart that vision. As the remnant becomes the head and not the tail, it's happening, the Gentiles are going to do something else. I'm assuming you know Romans 9, 10, and 11, okay? Okay, Paul talks in that chapter about the blindness in part has happened to Israel. Blindness in part. That means that some see and some don't. Doesn't mean everybody's blind, but some see and some don't. You who are messianic see. Okay? Others are going to see. They're seeing. We first started going to Israel. When we lived there, there were about five congregations, five messianic congregations. There's over 100 today. It's a revival taking place in the land as we speak. As the remnant becomes the head and not the tail, something else happens in Romans chapter 11. Paul says that there's something that's linked to the blindness being lifted from the chosen people. And that's the Gentiles coming into their fullness. You see, what it says, I give it backwards there, what it says is that was in my other notes. Don't go away. I'm saying it the right way, okay? It says something about when the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Yeah, but you know what? Let me just get the verse right, because it's printed wrong. That's why I want to read it this way. Sorry, I'm ahead of my notes. That's why. Okay, Romans 11, real quick. We'll get this. Hang on. The only one I can wait. Don't go away. Don't go away. Oh, am I on the wrong page? Yeah. Verse 25. For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part, has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. That's what it says in our Bibles. That's not what it really says. Until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. What's really being said is until the Gentiles come into their fullness. And what does that mean? The Gentiles coming into their fullness, that's like you, who are not Jewish in this congregation. You, as a Gentile, have come into your fullness because you have a link to the Jewishness of the message, to the Jewish people, to the land of Israel. It's an eternal link that's a part of the message that we are to take. And who is to take that? How are the Gentiles going to come into their fullness? It hasn't been happening in 2,000 years. Why? Because the Jewish believers have not been the head. They've been the tail. They're lagging behind. That's changing right now. That is changing as we speak. And they will take the message. Okay? They will take the message, and that's how the Gentiles will come into their fullness to become messianic. That's how it's going to happen. Well, okay, so that's how it's going to happen. So how is it going to happen? Who will go? How will they be sent? I'm going to ask you a question. How then are Messianic Jews going to be sent? I want you to think about that and then start praying about that. How will they be sent? If they start catching this vision of, say, yeah, we see the need, how will we be sent? Who will send us? Remember, the destiny of the nations is determined by the remnant. The Gentiles must come into their fullness for the partial blindness to be lifted. It's all linked together. How, think about this question, are they going to come into their fullness? Who will go and tell them? Think about it. Who will go and tell them? The remnant needs a way to make it happen. We're the remnant. We need a way to make that happen. How is it going to happen? It hasn't been happening. How is it going to happen? I want you to pray about that. What is that way? You see, I know the answer, okay? I know the answer. How will they go? Who will send them? I know the answer to this question. Well, when you invest, you've heard this before, when you invest your life into eternal things, you've heard that, guess what happens? You reap what you sow. You reap what you sow, okay? We've seen the end result in Scripture. The destiny of the nations, you've seen the end result, will be determined by what the remnant does. What does that mean? Well, we know what it is. What the remnant, you know, we already know what the remnant will do. They will rise to the occasion. They are rising to the occasion. They will fulfill their calling, their purpose. How do I know that? Well, I read the book, okay? Read the book. John records it for us in the book of Revelation. Okay, in the book of Revelation. He sees a picture that they're gathered around the throne. The nations from every tribe, people group, language, and so on. And they're gathered around the throne, and they're standing with Messianic Jews who brought them this good news and who brought them to that place. But somebody had to go to get, that's how they got there. Who's going to go? How do we send them? How do we prepare them? How do we get them ready? How do we educate them? Who will be standing with them at that time in the future? Who's that going to be? Will it be you, maybe? How are they going to get there? They got there because a Messianic Jew said, "Hineni, here am I, please send me." God says, "I've been dying for you to say that for a long time. I will. Go here now." And he will, and he has. And we're on the eve of a door that's about to open that's as big as anything in the book of Acts. And our congregation is going to be a part of this. Because those questions I ask you, I want you to pray about those questions. Because you're going to get the answers fairly soon. In the coming weeks, you'll get those answers. Okay? And it is more than exciting of what's about to happen. Because a taste of the Great Commission here, a taste of going to Montevideo, is that we link with them, they link to the Scriptures, they link to Israel, they link with Messianic Jews and to other Gentiles. The one pastor's not even Jewish. And the Gentiles come into their fullness and the blinders are lifted on Israel. It all happens at the same time. Which gets to Romans 10:1, when Paul says, "My heart's desire in prayer to God for Israel is that they would be saved." That's Romans 10. But Romans 11, he tells us how it happens. It happens when the Gentiles come into their fullness. That happens through Messianic Jews. That's us. That is us. Heavenly Father, I thank you that we're called to do more than just look back and say, "Thank you, Lord, for reestablishing the state of Israel." But we look to you today and say, "Okay, now what do we do about that?" Israel lives, and the blindness is being lifted, but the destiny of the nations is determined by what the remnant will do, and that would be us. Lord, what do you want us to do? We ask you. In the book of Acts, they ask and they heard clearly. They got specific timing and places and direction. We ask for those very same things, for specific timing, for specific people, for specific places, that we would not be allowed to go off track, 1 foot to the right or to the left, but that we hear from you clearly and we follow your leading, and we will be an example to the rest of the movement, and we will be inclusive of including and training others to go and to be that light to the nations, that the final end time events will come to pass because there are people waiting to hear what we have to say. Empower us, enable us, send us. Hineni, we are here. Lord, please send us in Yeshua's name. Amen. By the way, as they're getting ready, one more last thing. On the back table is a list of folks on the Israel trip. This is made to fold and put in your Bible. And we don't have too many from our congregation, but the Lord has something special in mind on this trip for all of us. So please keep us in prayer. We leave tomorrow. This is Dave and Patty Lemoyne here from Northern California, friends of ours. And they're joining in with us. So please keep us all in prayer. And I didn't pray for the group. Come on up real quick. We'll pray for you guys. And Susan? And Sarah is a part of our group too in Jerusalem. She's with us. All right. Lord, I thank you that on this holiday, this group is packed. We're ready to go. And I thank you that as the celebration continues, we're going to go to the place we've been talking about. Lord, I pray for divine appointments. And as you gave us those in Uruguay, I pray we would have those in Jerusalem, in Tiberias, in Tel Aviv. You'd bring the exact people by our path that we can share the love of Yeshua with them, and that we can impart to them that the destiny of the nations is determined by what the remnant will do, that they will step up and fulfill the calling that's upon their life, that we will be a part of investing in them, in training and sending. Lord, set up those appointments. I pray we would hear from you on this trip. We would learn your word in a deeper way. And we pray, as Sarah is ministering in a wonderful ministry in Jerusalem, we lift up your special city, the city of Jerusalem. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that when we're there, we would represent the Prince of Peace and be his ambassador. May our lights shine to your people and to the nations in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Please stand with us. At the conclusion of the service,